Pre-season.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. It was, I guess, after Melbourne, we were disappointed with the way that we faded out in that second half, and so we really made a focus of just playing that aggressive, tough style and really maintaining that for the full four quarters. So I thought we did that pretty well and came away with the win.
Is that what really impressed you, going for the full game instead of just a half?
Yeah, obviously. I think that every team's chasing that, and I thought that we were able to play some tough footy, and I think there was times where the momentum shifted and we were able to just really maintain that and hold the stem the flow for a little bit there and then get the game back on our terms. So I was impressed with that as well.
And what sort of confidence does that give you going into round one?
Yeah, I think it's really fantastic for us heading into round one, knowing that we can play that type of footy. That's the way that we've really been trying to train all pre-season, and to know that, okay, we've got it in us, and I think we did it in round one against NAB one against Sydney, did it for a half against Melbourne, and we're able to put it together for a full four quarters on the weekend, last night, so it was good.
And Charlie Dixon, good game from him. You must have been rapt to see the big fellow. He looked pretty fired up as well.
Yeah, and I think that was the big thing from him as well, was just that aggressive nature that he brought. He came out, really attacked the game hard and played really hard, and I think that he's a real focal point down there in forward line, so you can kick it down to him and know that he's just going to contest and compete, and I think that's the biggest thing that he brings.
He looked like Andre the Giant at one stage when he was pushing blokes around. Is that what we're going to expect from him?
Well, I hope so, yeah. He's a big man, and I guess if he can use his body and get physical like he did, I think it'll be really good for us.
What was that progressive footy you played last night? Is that something you want to play the whole season? In your face, tough footy?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we finished off the season like that. Those last 4 weeks of the year, we really tried to make sure that we went back to playing that. I guess we called it, Port Adelaide footy, and I think that we really tried to play that finishing the season, and hopefully we can maintain that throughout the whole season this year.
So as good as Dixon's been, obviously it's going to be for his height and his strength, that he will help with that money as well, the aggressive part of your game.
Yeah, definitely. And just add another tall option down forward as well, and a forward that can, like you're saying, chase and pressure and do all the things that the smaller guys are doing, but he's 200 centimetres, so he'll be fantastic.
Hammering a bit of strife, a little cheeky headbutt. I mean, he normally plays on the edge and it gets the best out of him, but
yeah,
maybe in a bit of trouble.
Well, I haven't actually seen it, so I can't really comment on it too much, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. But I guess that's my God, I can't really comment too much on it.
He played tough footy too, didn't he? He's leading the way in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. That's the way that Hammer plays, and I think that he really does that time and time again, and really just attacks the ball, drives through, and that's what you want from him.
How did you feel out there in the last 10 minutes when they had 15 players in the ground? Did you feel weird, or how that unfolded?
Well, see, this was another one where I was on the far wing, and so I was standing out there, and I didn't even realise until someone came up to me after the game and told me about it. So, yeah, it was it was in our forward line for a fair while, and I just thought that we were pressuring enough to keep it in there. So I didn't actually notice.
There were a few reports coming out last night that Charlie had to be spoken to by the club for a bit of partying on the Gold Coast. Did that come across the leadership group's radar at all?
No. We haven't actually spoken about that. I think that Charlie came to the club, end of October or whenever the trade got made, and ever since he's been there, he's been fantastic. He hasn't put a foot wrong. He's been brilliant in the way that he's prepared and trained and done everything right. So I haven't actually seen that side of him at all.
Yeah, did you know that was in January?
Sorry?
The reports were that was in January.
Yeah, okay. Well, as a leadership group, we haven't talked about it or anything like that. And so whether the coaches did or not, I'm not too sure. But, like I said, he's been fantastic since he's came to the club. And, I can't fault the way that he's gone about it.
So you guys know nothing about that at all?
No, I don't, no. So that's as a leadership group, we haven't talked about it or anything like that. And we haven't heard anything about that.
And obviously round one coming up, do you feel like the hiccup against Melbourne in NAB 2, do you feel like now you're ready to go in round one full throttle?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we learn a little bit from that. And I think the NAB Cup is all about making sure that you're progressing and learning and improving as you go. And so I think that, come NAB 3, the last game, you really want to be making sure that you're playing the way that you're wanting to go into the season like. And I thought that we were able to do that. So, the boys are excited about the challenge ahead. And I think that we're, looking forward to what's coming.
What do you got for the next 2 weeks?
Well, a lot of training, I guess. Yeah, a bit of time off. We get the weekend off, which will be nice. So, I'll get away with the wife and do that. But then after that, we're pretty much back into it and get ourselves sorted. So we've got 2 weeks on the track and hopefully be ready to go. But, well, obviously, we'll be ready to go by round one.
You think that's an ideal preparation, having a couple of weeks off?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah, I think it's good. I think that the way that the pre-season's structured nowadays, it's pretty tough and grueling. And, you know, after the games, like last night and last the week before, it does take a little bit to get over, especially after the, you know, you're training hard, but you're not actually getting the same sort of contact that you do in a game. And so I think that, you know, you're adjusting to that, and you get a little bit of time to recover and get yourself sorted.
All right. Beautiful.
Thanks. See you, mate.